Yep, there's more great news in the world of real estate, and this time on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. We'll dive into that at the end of today's show. You're going to understand why I love rental property investing and why it's even better news for us. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. I've been investing for over a decade now and have done dozens and dozens of properties in my personal portfolio. I left the rat race a few years ago and said goodbye to the 9-to-5 job in order to focus exclusively on passive income. So that's what my wife and I do. Hopefully, this show will help you build financial intelligence. That's our whole goal. So you can go out there wherever you want, across this country, buy real estate, and become a passive income investor. We teach you how to do it. So on today's show, we're going to talk about some of this new good news that just hit the cover front page of the Wall Street Journal. Now, I'm watching the national trends. You see, recently I headed out west, decided to go into one of the hottest markets in the country, Boise, Idaho. Now, I personally don't buy any properties in Boise, Idaho, because it's way too expensive for rental property investing. You know my rule, right? Don't buy anything over $150,000 for a single family house, because rent will not keep up with the value of the property. You know my rule. But anyway, I had to see what was unfolding out there because, again, people moving out of California because it's, you know, ridiculous. It's like living in Russia to live in California. The taxes are ridiculous. The regulations are through the roof. And that's why people are moving out of California in droves or moving to Arizona and Idaho. So Boise, Idaho, relatively inexpensive when you compare it to the Bay Area. You can get a home for a third the cost. However, it's still way more expensive than it is to actually buy it for a rental property investment. But houses being built everywhere. I mean, it's unbelievable. You just drive down the streets, they're being built all over the place. So new construction in this country going through the roof, no pun intended. But again, Wall Street Journal article out today talking about Toll Brothers, you know, one of the big nationwide builders, and how their profits are up significantly and only going to go up more, up about 18%, which is pretty amazing. And they say that people are not holding back on buying new construction. In fact, they have such a demand for new construction properties right now that they are going to be, you know, building new homes well into the next year and the year after that. They've already had them on the docket and slated to start building, because there is such an appetite right now for new construction. They said their average home price is going to be around the $860,000 mark. So these are luxury new construction homes, and this market is exploding. So now, why is that good for you as a rental property investor? Just think for a second. Just think. Why is that good? Now you know enough, right, from watching this channel. Put these things together. I've taught you before, when you see these big national stories, and in this article, they're talking about a slowdown in the overall housing market. People aren't buying as many homes, but new construction is up. Why is that good for you as a rental property investor? Think about it. Can you think? Well, if you need a little hint, you need a little help in this, it's because these homes, these new construction homes, aren't being built for investors. They're not being built for a renter who's going to be renting this, a $60,000, $70,000 house. These new construction homes are targeting the luxury market, okay? And there is no new construction being built that's like in that low, really cheap sort of affordable housing space, okay? So if we're looking at this article from purely a new construction perspective, this is only targeting the luxury market. That means that renters still need a place to rent. And if they're not building new homes, then existing homes are worth picking up and snagging and buying. This article also talks about the slowdown in the retail market, meaning the first-time home buyer is not buying as many homes right now. They're deciding to rent. So a twofold benefit here, right? New construction not being built in the low and affordable income housing market where I like to invest, those C and B class neighborhoods. And also, the demand for rent is through the roof. And those homes aren't being picked up by retail first-time, you know, newly married couples anymore. So there's more of a demand, more of an availability for us to go after those properties. Those are the exact types of properties that I like to buy. you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 houses that are going to cash flow $700, $800, $900 a month. That's my wheelhouse. That makes up the bulk of my portfolio. So you've got to check out, we did a whole nother video here on the series on the channel about the differences between A, B, and C neighborhoods. You should check out that so you can understand where I like to invest and where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. But some more good news for the rental property investor. We're going to be back with another episode this week, and I'm going to tell you it's going to be a doozy. You're going to love it. So thanks so much, everyone, for subscribing. Now, I want you just to go out there. I want you to grab life by the horns, and I want you to take action. Become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.